Song of the day, Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue, 1989, 464-56851 is bad.
Play more.
10 is good.
Crew.
Text
Come
Ray
on.
And the Starter Heyman Jewelers. Song of the day.
Play it all.
Once again, song of the day, Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue, 1989, 464-56851 is bad, 10 is good, texture rating, the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. I hope you're awake now.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted.
Bill just ran a marathon in here.
Can we just stop at 8? We go until 9.
Go until 9 today. Rhonda.
Oh, I'll tell you one thing.
Every Monday, Wednesday.
Can you imagine that playing it over there at the stadium? That just kickstart my heart. Oh,
and that's stadium. And that, and which
gives
stadium?
You heart palpitations?
What's that? Stadium or the
softball?
Haymarket?
No, softball. No. I'm talking
softball.
My whole focus is on one thing right now: softball.
Okay, regional. Yes, regional action.
Jake, that. If first of all, the odd part is, it's a little out of me and Steve's wheelhouse. Time wise, 89, still better times.
Not 70s.
But still,
early 80s, late 80s, yeah.
We're still almost 40 years out, so that's not bad. That was beautiful. That was energy. Lyrics, somewhat simple. It wasn't real complicated. See if you can pull it.
Jump stark naked from an aeroplane.
Yeah.
It's not Bob Dylan. It's not Janice Ian. It's 17.
Jake, that was energy. I loved it. Like to have heard that song live. Haven't heard of that for a long time. That's Steve. I don't hear that much.
I don't.
I just don't. I don't hear. I don't. All this. I don't.
Why are you addressing me?
Why am I talking to Steve with one hand?
Yeah. No, you're right.
I'm just trying to say. I don't know. The last time I heard, you know,
Kickstart My Heart,
Motley Crue. But yet, then the energy was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
That was energy. Imagine those guys playing that, going, all right. Hey, what's up next? I guarantee they're like this.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
100%.
Yeah, Jake, that's incredible. 911.
Yeah, it's high.
Call 911. Alexa, call 911.
No.
Stop,
Alexa.
You're right, though. You need 911.
This is 911.
That's a great
All
song.
Hands on deck.
That's a great song. That's a male song.
Yes.
That's hetero.
A lot of alpha in there. A lot of alpha in that song.
Alpha. Yeah, that was not. Man. It was That's not. You never heard. You never heard Brad do that song.
No. David Gates.
David.
Dan Fogelberg. Kickstart My Heart. Dan Fogelberg.
Why did that make me laugh harder than anything?
That is unbelievable. That's an unbelievable song. It's an American clap. Yeah. Can we say that's American
clap?
I think so.
It's in the nines. 925. I was going to kind of harangue Jake for never playing females, but
I have
you're
played
fine.
Some females.
He doesn't very often.
It's one out of 100.
This is fair.
And it's usually Pat Benatar.
Probably true.
It's usually Pat Benatar.
She's kind of male. Yeah. I mean, yeah. She... Play some like Etta James.
I'll surprise you. I have played Gladys Knight in the Pamps
yes,
before.
Yes, you have.
Okay?
Have.
Nora Jones.
Midnight Change. No.
I've not played Nora Jones before.
Nora Jones.
A little slow for the.
That is a little bit.
I'm not doing Nora Jones anytime soon.
How about some Roberta Flack?
I've played Roberta Flack before.
Have you?
Yes.
What a name.
Killing Me
passed,
Softly?
Yeah, when she passed away, I played
Did
that
you?
For her. Yeah.
Did you play Killing Me Softly?
I believe I did.
That's incredible.
Yeah. But like you said, she passed away for me to play that song.
Connor's high, 922.
801 electrocution, he says. Electrocution.
He's really ramped up his commentary.
Yes,
game.
He really has gotten very involved.
Some ratings here before we get to the mailbag. Houston, 9-3. Vernon Dakin, 5-2. Bird Mountain says yes, 9-3. John, turn it up, 11. Fritz,
turned it up.
Fritz 8-1. Wink in Elkhorn 9. B-Raw 9-8-5. Lyle in Omaha 9-3. Ella 8. Coach Libby solid 7.7.
Libby.
Rick from Wahoo 8. Brett and Bertrand 2.5.
I wonder what that's all about.
He's probably upset about the weed eater thing.
I think he must be.
Yeah, him and Joey are working on a weed eater.
The Bandit 9. Sean in Omaha says 9. Banger. Kyle says kick ass 9.6 in Upper.
Easy over there.
Fine, it's allowed. 2.5 says. So Eric says 2.5, and that's generous.
Oh, wow. I wonder what the hang up is.
What's wrong with that?
It's about 1 out of 10, though.
True. 9.8, Cody from Broken Bow. 9 from Gavin and Pender. Bill and Bennett, 9.25. Matt says rock on, Jake, 8.3.
Rock on.
Rick and Susie and Spencer with Huskerland Bulldog, 6 on that song. D-Train, 5.1. Shemaya, 8.7. Anthony, 10.
The household's not...
Let's see. Dogs is 10 on that one. Caleb and Lee says 8-4. Who at Clevis?
Bird!
9! 9 from Bird's like a 15.
Highest score. It's the highest score we've ever had. Has Bird ever had a 10?
He gave a 10 when somebody passed away once.
Okay.
But I don't think it was 10 for the actual
they
song.
They passed away.
Died, you know. Grant/Durant, 8.95.
That's Durant. So Durant listens every morning.
Unless he's in Portugal like he was, you know, last month. Dan in Wichita, 10. El Guapo, high T, 909.
El Guapo.
Abe, 12. To YouTube real quick. Genghis, 8. CL Porter, 9.6. Troy, 9.9. Wishing was fishing. That's Chris. Where's McSafety?
Yeah.
Where's he at?
McSafety's not even chimed in.
7-4. Is he okay?
Is he sleeping in the days he's not here? Just sleeping in till noon?
No idea where he's at.
Well, he's a
Danny in South Dakota. In Hudson, South Dakota, is a 7.7. Albert, 6. We have... another 5 from Dustin. Song of the day was Kickstart My Heart, Motley Crue, 1989.
So good. Didn't see that one coming either.
Not necessarily.
No.
You've played it before. I hesitate
probably
to bring
a long
that
time
up.
Ago.
Yeah. But it was good. Good job.
And bring back good songs once in a while.
David,
it is time for the bag. Here we go. The 3 words to avoid in IT are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't be hacked.
No.
Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of the state with a 99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity. Learn more. Free consultation for you at AppliedConnective.com.
Motley Crue, don't want to be hacked.
First question.
I don't know if they worry about it anymore.
I don't think they're too worried about it. Imagine all of a sudden getting the call. Will gets the call. Hi, it's Motley Crue. Some people have been jacking.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Around with our computers.
Who are those guys, Jake?
Motley Crue?
Yeah.
Is Tommy Lee?
Tommy Lee, yeah.
I'm not... I know nobody else besides Tommy
Brett
Lee.
Brett is there, there's a Brett.
But he's in Poison.
Oh God.
Yeah. Brett's in Poison.
Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels is Poison.
He was
really
Poison.
Good.
Yeah, it's Poison.
But really good.
Poison was really good.
Yes, I
we're going with that.
I did. I like Poison.
They got some songs.
Yeah.
Fallen
I had
Angel.
I had a CD. I had a Poison CD.
Poison's really good.
Yes.
Okay, Brett.
First question from Kip says, is it weird that we announce what time of day it is when we greet somebody? Pretty sure we're all aware of what chapter of the day we are in. Examples, morning, afternoon, evening. Is it weird or not, says Kip.
Ooh, that's a good question. Bill, is that? I've never thought of that.
No, that's why we ask mailbag questions.
I don't see you don't morning. Get much. The spirited one is morning. Morning.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. You don't say afternoon.
You don't get that very much.
Evening. No, morning. It's morning. It's the only one that really
has some cheer to it.
Has some juice to it. Good evening. Get some of those good evenings. You're like at a supper party or something. Nothing too. But morning is good.
Morning. I don't think it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't think it's weird.
I don't hear much. I hear way more mornings than I do anything else.
For sure.
Afternoons almost don't exist.
I don't know if I ever hear that.
Afternoon. Yeah, you don't say that.
And you'll see some good evenings.
Now hold on. Just to be fair to the afternoon, you do hear it sometimes.
It's odd when you hear it, though.
Okay. Very afternoon. Odd.
You don't hear the word afternoon. It's almost always with good. Yeah. Good afternoon.
Mornings by itself.
Morning. Yep, you're right.
Morning.
Morning. Well, morning. Yeah.
Next up, John Lincoln says this. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Last weekend, I was invited to a friend's house for some grilled hamburgers. Little did I know that they were serving veggie burgers. I wasn't happy. It tastes nothing like a hamburger. Have any of you had a veggie burger? I had to stop at Wendy's on the way home for a real hamburger.
I've never had one. I want a Bill face on this when you've learned it's a veggie burger.
It's like the raisin face. What is this? What am I eating right now?
It would be the high eye roll emoji. Yes.
But wouldn't you have to hide it?
Yeah, it'd be. Yeah, first of all, here's the thing.
You couldn't do it.
If you're going someplace, you're telling people, hey, listen, we're having veggie burgers, so you have kind of no going into it.
Do you tell them?
Yeah, if you try to slide it by them, all of a sudden they're going like, someone's going to say to you, hey, I think the meat's bad. I don't think there's any.
That's what you say.
I mean,
this doesn't taste right.
I would. If I'm eating this, I'd look at my wife.
Is this meat spoiled?
Here'd be the look to my wife, too, though.
It's got some weird coloration in it, too. It doesn't look right.
That's a veggie burger, Bill. No,
it's a veggie burger. Oh, okay. Then the look again would be like,
why am I here?
We're at a barbecue.
Why am I here?
Yeah, you don't invite people over for a veggie burger.
But for sure you don't spring it on them.
Don't spring it on. That's the worst thing, spring it on them.
Yeah. So you announce veggie burger.
Would you still be friends with that guy that invited you over for grilled hamburgers?
Yeah, we'd still be friends, okay. But if it's like... Yeah.
But you tell them in advance. That's the key. Now, we will be having
veggie burger.
Can you even say that?
I'm also the...
I don't get that out of my mouth. You can do it with a straight face.
Even as a hypothetical, I can't get it out.
First of all, imagine this conversation if Jake just says, I want you guys to come over just so you know Elizabeth's cooking and she'll be doing veggie burgers. We'd have fallen out of our chair laughing.
And I would hope you would.
And when we got there, we'd say something like, can I get a couple of those veggie burgers to go, please?
Now, hold on. We've offended a lot of people here.
I'm okay.
That happens on radio all the time.
First of all, the thing that should happen should be, here's the deal. We're going to have veggie burgers and regular hamburgers. You can choose which one you want. Great. That's fine.
We are baboons at times, and this was probably one.
We're in a cage, you know.
See, it'd be perfect for me and my wife. My wife would do that. She goes, I'll have the veggie burger. And she'd be like, going, pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's what she'd say. Yeah. Pretty good.
Women are more, there's more sensibility than we have.
Better
what
than
the
us.
Hell is this?
Yeah.
This tastes like spoiled meat.
Yeah, we have spoiled meat here.
Give me ketchup, because I need a lot of it.
Yeah, this is... Are these real potato fries, or what is this?
What is this?
Yeah.
Is tofu over here?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, we better move on.
Next up, Michael says, good morning from Oklahoma. Hitting the road to Baton Rouge for my wife's graduation at LSU for Coach Bush. What are some must-sees and eats for first-timers in Baton Rouge?
Wait a second. What? Who's going to Baton Rouge?
Michael from Hawaii/Oklahoma.
Give me a second. I'm just locking up on my place. I'll say it in a second.
You'll get it. Yeah.
Mike Anderson's. Make sure he goes to Mike Anderson's. It's kind of crazy, Mike Anderson. Go there. It's about from the stadium, probably 12 blocks or so. Just I think it's to the east, I believe. You want to go there and you want to get the gumbo.
Okay,
everything there is great, but just
gumbo's so
the first
good.
Thing is when you're there though, eat nothing but shrimp, and then gumbo and jambalaya.
That's all I want in life.
That's all that you're eating while you're
beans
there.
Beans and rice are pretty good, too.
It's okay. Stick with what I just said.
Yeah, just add beans and
shrimp.
Rice.
Yeah.
Shrimp, gumbo, and jambalaya.
I got beans and rice, and I couldn't believe how good it was. So just beans and rice.
And then also, like I said, usually they'll have that's still the staple of everything. Shrimp comes with everything, so that's awesome. Everything they have is their world of food is just remarkable.
It is.
Yeah.
I'd counsel people, if you're on Bourbon Street, don't get steak.
No.
I got sick really bad one time.
Because you had a steak there?
It's food poisoning, yes. Don't go get a steak.
In general, there's bread pudding all the time, and the bread pudding is really good. So get the bread pudding. Mike Anderson.
You want the bread pudding.
Trust me.
Last one from Wyatt says, morning.
Goes back to the
morning.
Morning with the
good afternoon.
No, not much.
What's your guys' thoughts if bowl games were to offer prize money to the winning team, like the Crown Tournament? Do you think this could save bowl games and prevent most players from opting out?
Huh.
Wyatt.
I don't know if it saves on some of the opt-outs, but it does. And that wouldn't bother me.
No.
If there was a deal for the winning team.
How much would you have to, how much would you have to give them to make it meaningful?
Because when you have a team, you go out there, and so it's San Jose State, and they're playing Navy, and if they win, but they have 105 guys on the team.
So you got to make it $2
million? Yeah, is it a deal where it's like, okay, the starters get this, or this is what you get? I don't know what it is.
Football is a little more complicated that way because there's so many moving parts. Where would the money go?
Yeah.
Where would the money go?
I like a reward system to it.
I do, too. That's not a bad idea. It's just football involves so many people. 105? Yeah. Most rosters will be there. There'll be rosters under 105, though, right?
There'll be a lot of rosters under 105. There's rosters. I would almost guarantee, like last year, that USC was not at 105. They can't get walk-ons. And so now, you know what? Take that back. They'll probably will, because now that you can scholarship everybody, they'll have a chance to say, hey, we can get 10 guys. All we have to do is offer them a scholarship.
And
No NIL at all.
Yeah.
And that'll be a good. So they'll probably get to the 105. But there'll be teams under. Colorado was well under last year.
That is the mailbag. Sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. Always send your questions to earlybreak937@gmail.com.
Please. Yeah.
We'd
like to do four next week.
We had four today. We want five next week.
Yeah, I'd like to five have that. I like mailbag.
Mailbag's fun.
Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Who's coming in?
In just over an hour, we'll have Rhonda Raphael.
Will they block off traffic?
We should.
I bet they do. I bet they'll block off traffic.
I want you guys to fashion your questions with a Sunday column by me in mind.
Of course.
Something that would carry into a Sunday
column.
Yes.
Think about your writing and our questions.
I have some questions written down.
Do you?
Well, some thoughts I had in my head.
Okay. When we come back, let's talk money next on Early Break on the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sandhills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.